everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love, or as I like to say, uniting Dr. Carolyn Dean with what the world needs now, which is some serious common sense, people. We've got to get some common sense rolling. And Dr. Dean is the woman of the hour, the doctor of the hour, the naturopath of the hour, the one who knows and has known for the longest time that the latent intelligence of the body requires some very simple, basic nutrients from nature in order to operate optimally. And of course, those nutrients come in the form of food, the great sunshine that we get, and water and movement. And of course, Dr. Dean's very own formulas, which she will talk about here, there, and every once in a while if provoked to do so. But tonight is the great provoking, because we have people gathered from all around the world to talk to Dr. Dean about her formulations and how she thinks about health challenges and health issues that we're all facing today. So we're so glad you're with us. My name is Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. I'll be with you on this very special harvest moon, September 2021. So excited for the full moon. I always personally feel great during a full moon. I don't know why. I guess it's just my juice or something to be able to feel good during a full moon. So I'm excited. And one of the reasons I'm also excited is because I know what Dr. Dean's going to talk about tonight is inflammation. And inflammation, it's funny, it seems like it's the root cause of practically everything that's wrong with us. So she's got a lot to say about it. It's very exciting. But you know what? The body's not supposed to be inflamed or on fire. The body's supposed to be balanced and in homeostasis. And what causes inflammation, of course, is that agitation, that stress that comes from not having all the proper tools and accessories the body needs in order to do its very good and beneficial work, which it will do every single time without fail or exception if we allow it to do so. So she's going to be talking about that tonight. Also, we take your phone call, 646-558-8657, and the ID that just goes on forever, as you know. Then we also take the mailbag, as you know, and we also will work through our live on YouTube chat line with all of our wonderful listeners who are here with us every single week that we love so much. And of course, our beautiful, vivacious producer, Rachel, who is a veritable poster child for all of our formulas, her life being radically transformed, health, vitality, and well-being since she's been our producer. And of course, our wonderful Deborah Bouvet, who owns the station and is always with us every single week, helping along. So you've got a whole host of beings with you, love beings, light beings, joy beings, love bringers, joy bringers, and we're here to give you the very best that we've got in this next 2 hours. So grab some water, a nice refreshing glass of Remag beverage, and sit by as we are delighted by the wisdom and the wit and the very vivacious nature of our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Everything is in perfect harmony today. Thank you so much, Janine. Thank you, Rachel, for bringing the children along. Because without the children, we are nothing. We are just piles of dust. That's a bit much, isn't it? But we are doing all that we do for the children. You know, what else? For them to have a better world, a better life, better health. So let's not forget that. And I like to start now. It's a new focus I have in starting the show with the affirmation of small property, just so everybody knows that they're in charge of their bodies. And this is how we affirm that. And it's called a small property. And here's the affirmation. I was a small property ravaged by a storm. The fine weather has returned. The forest and the river have become calm. The house is vibrant and shines in the sun. And above all, the field is returning to its order, health, and beauty. Thank you, my diseased and depleted organs, for I know you have done all this to save my whole being. And thanks to myself for doing my healing, body, mind, and spirit. So that's where we come from, people. We take responsibility for our body because our body is taking responsibility for us. And as Jenny said, we're talking about inflammation today. And the title of the blog that Jenny sent out, you can see it in your email or at drcarolindeanlive.com. The title is The Top 6 Anti-Inflammatory Nutrients. But then I realized before we get to that, the nutrients and saying, well, this is what you do for inflammation. Well, you may be wondering, what is inflammation? You know, how do you recognize it, et cetera, et cetera. So I came across some very good information about this. Well, it's all over. I mean, you can Google inflammation and find out all these words, but let me just say them with my little sidebars. Inflammation is the end result of long-term oxidative stress. Now, it doesn't have to be long-term, even though you can cut yourself and, you know, a day later, you can see the inflammation all around the cut. But it's a result of oxidative stress. And this stress can be caused by emotional or physical trauma, nutritional or environmental pollutants, et cetera, et cetera. In most cases, there's inflammation in most disease conditions. Oxidative stress is a state that occurs when there's an excess of free radicals in the body's cells produced by a reaction that involves oxygen. And so that's why it's called oxidative stress. Now, this reaction with oxygen is just, for the most part, normal metabolic processes. So the body's processing, and it uses oxygen for the processing, and then the body in healthy balance should be able to neutralize those free radicals with antioxidants. So that there's the battle. Oxidative stress by normal metabolic processes or an injury or an excess or something where the metabolism is geared up. And then the body is supposed to have enough nutrients in the form of antioxidants to deal with this inflammation. Now, if you've been around long enough, you've heard me say many, many times that magnesium is our best anti-inflammatory. So that's why we promote the use of magnesium above all else as our gateway drug to the other nutrients. If you can get your body saturated with magnesium, that is 80% of the battle. So with antioxidants and then the fight they have with the free radicals and oxidative stress, they'll talk about it. External oxidative stress is wrinkles and premature aging on the outside. On the inside, stiffening of the blood vessels, damaged cell membranes can be occurring. And, you know, when you talk about something at the cellular level being damaged, you know, that's kind of a body-wide situation. And Ginny and I talk all day, every day about us supporting at the cellular level, us meaning our formulas. So our formulas work at the cellular level so that you don't have damaged cell membranes and your blood vessels don't get stiff. Some of the stiffness of blood vessels is calcium. And they say it's mostly cholesterol. Well, cholesterol will go in as a little band-aid, trying to patch up your blood vessels that are damaged by oxidative stress. And then calcium will sort of add on its little bit. And that's where the stiffness comes from. So it's not cholesterol is to blame as much as it is calcium. And magnesium helps keep calcium dissolved in the blood and in the body. So then we look at a list of inflammatory diseases. And one of the pieces that I looked at said that a comprehensive list of inflammatory diseases would run over 100, each of which have high levels of inflammation in the connective tissues or degeneration of these tissues. And when I look at this list, and I will read some of them out, it reminds me of the 65 health or disease conditions that can occur with magnesium deficiency. And what did I say? Magnesium is an anti-inflammatory. If you have a lot of inflammation, perhaps it's because you don't have enough magnesium, so you're going to be inflamed, and then you'll be diagnosed with a condition depending on where the inflammation occurs. So they talk about Alzheimer's. So what's Alzheimer's? I mean, it can be many things, but it can be a buildup of heavy metals, aluminums, mercury, lead, you know, the heavy metals that we're concerned about. But aluminum is a big one. Aluminum is an ingredient in flu vaccines. So as you get older, you get your flu shot every year, are you building up aluminum? And is that depositing in places where you don't want it? And where magnesium comes into Alzheimer's is it helps detoxify heavy metals. It will, and especially our REMAG, the size it is, picometer in size, it will cross the blood-brain barrier and help to detoxify the brain of heavy metals. Ankylosing spondylitis, that's a terrible condition of the, it's an arthritic condition where the spine gets calcified to the point where it can't move. And a lot of people, they'll be bent over with this type of arthritis. Arthritis, calcium being deposited in the wrong places. I think most arthritis is related to magnesium deficiency and some level of toxicity and a level of subclinical infection. We've had a number of people who've told us with shoulder joint pain, even the tendonitis in the joints, and also arthritic symptoms in the joints. They'll say when they take our Pico Silver, they find relief. And what I know from my Chinese medicine training is that the divergent meridians in the body will divert a subclinical infection away from the internal organs to the joints, because the joints aren't as, they're not as important, you know, probably the wrong word, but they're not as vital as the heart. So if you don't want your heart inflamed, then the body will divert that subclinical infection to your joints. And this is where the affirmation, the small property, says to you, thank you, my diseased and depleted organs, for I know you have done all this to save my whole being. So your whole being is saved because your heart is saved because the infection goes to your joint. And then that, I mean, that's not a final diagnosis or a fatal diagnosis. I know when I crunched my neck once in med school in front of a rheumatologist, he said, oh, you're going to have arthritis in that neck when you're older. So he was setting me up to have problems in the future, because they just believe these conditions are cumulative and there's no cure. Next on the inflammatory diseases, asthma. So that's an inflammation in the bronchioles. But what we know about asthma is that the smooth muscles lining the bronchioles will go into spasm, cause the coughing, narrow the tube so your mucus collects and you have to cough more. And when people get enough magnesium, they stop spasming their bronchioles and they don't have asthma unless they have a huge reaction to some allergen, but that's inflammation of the lungs. Atherosclerosis, inflammation of the arteries, the buildup, as I said, of calcium and cholesterol, Crohn's disease, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, they're all related. Inflammation of the bowel, what's causing that very often is either yeast overgrowth, but it can be triggered or worsened by food allergies like gluten. People with gluten, dairy allergies can have bowel inflammation that if it's not diverted, if you don't stop the gluten and the dairy, if you take an antibiotics and cause yeast overgrowth, all these things can keep the inflammation and irritation going. What's the treatment for yeast overgrowth? It's our yeast management protocol. Picosilver and Flora Revive, and going on a yeast-free diet. You really have to get rid of the sugars, even the fruit sugars that grow yeast, and just get a level of control with the Picosilver and Flora Revive. Inflammatory dermatitis, inflammation, the skin, eczemas and inflammations and rashes that we see in our customers are very often yeast overgrowth. The yeast toxins are you know, just going everywhere. And especially if you're starting to do our formulas, the REMAG and REMITE, they get the immune system all activated and the yeast are dying off and the yeast toxins are going out your intestines. So you might have some changes in bowel movements. You're urinating them out. So you might have different odors from your urine. You might have itchy ears, eyes, nose, throat from toxins coming out. And you might get skin rashes. So you'll have this dermatitis that looks like an inflammation, and the doctor will try to suppress it with drugs. I'll get to the drugs in a minute. Hepatitis is an inflammation. That's a viral infection. You know, we don't have customers that come to us with hepatitis, but what I noticed in my practice is if you're a vegetarian and have hepatitis, it's very hard for you to heal because you don't have enough protein. That's an interesting finding. Milk thistle is very important for hepatitis, as is our Picosilver, and all our other formulas will help support the immune system. Parkinson's disease, that's, you know, along with Alzheimer's, I've talked about both of them in my books, especially, I guess, the print book, the Random House book, The Magnesium Miracle. Toxicity, buildup of toxins that affect the nerves, but also the magnesium deficiency where the nerves and muscles depend on the right balance of magnesium and calcium in order to work properly. So that's a handful of things. Heart was not in here, just atherosclerosis, but the heart itself, it can be inflamed and irritated with the imbalance of electrolytes, with too much calcium in the cells. So the question about the oxidative stress, food is a major culprit, sugar being the number one. It causes something called glycation. So it's when sugar binds with lipids and proteins, it creates these substances that build up in the body as toxins. So sugar is huge. Actually, every once in a while, people should just go ahead and read my book, sugar, what's it called? Something about icing. Sugar without the icing, something like that. It's a free download at drcarolindeanlive.com. It's very important to remind yourself every once in a while why you shouldn't eat too much sugar. Okay, so the markers for inflammatory diseases are low or reduced glutathione. And what do we do with our realigned? But we have precursor to glutathione, so you can make your own, and the precursor is methionine. And in that formula, the realigned formula, we have all of the B vitamins in organic food form or methylated form, so that they can help support the nervous system and the detoxification in the liver. The other amino acid in realign is taurine, which supports the heart. And methionine and taurine both have sulfur. The sulfur will help support the sulfation pathways in the liver for detoxification. And the methylated Bs will help the methyl detoxification pathways. So for inflammation that reduces glutathione, one of the go-tos is realign. Another marker for inflammation is low vitamin D and other antioxidants, but they mentioned vitamin D first. So that's our D3K2, and it is a total must these days. I mean, 10,000, I'm taking, I went to 20,000 units because my vitamin D is just being chewed up on an incredible basis. That's where you really need to be getting your vitamin D levels tested every 3 to 6 months and keep up with your vitamin D your vitamin D requirements. A high C-reactive protein, that's how a lot of doctors find someone with inflammation, C-reactive protein. But, people who are obese have high CRP. And so it's people with low magnesium have high CRP. So it is a marker of inflammation, but there are things you can do about it, as I'm talking about our magnesium and all the other antioxidants. They say high homocysteine is a marker of inflammation, and that's high homocysteine is related to a lack of magnesium. And there are factors, there's a whole list of factors that cause inflammation. They talk about decreased levels of antioxidants, vitamin D, glutathione, and superoxide dismutase. Now, the way superoxide dismutase works is it requires zinc and copper, binds with them and does its work. So we have zinc and copper in our remite. Selenium is reduced as well in inflammation. We have selenium in our remite. What else do we have here? Metalloproteins, proteinases, enzymes that break down protein, and they need metals to do their work, and that's our minerals and remite. It just goes on and on. Everything I see here, I can say, well, then, use your vitamin D, take your D3K2, take more magnesium. Down at the end, decrease levels of B2, C, E, and beta carotene. So what do we have? We have all the Bs in realign. Our Cs, we have two Cs, the whole C reset, and our vitamin C reset powder, which is a berry powder that makes all our minerals taste good, finally. And they also talk about E and beta carotene, and that's exactly what we have in our omega-3 fatty acids. And that's another anti-inflammatory. And yes, I see that on the list as well. So we've got you covered. But just before I get to the blog, let me just mention the drugs for inflammation. And you may not realize that steroids are anti-inflammatories. Now, back in the day, I mean, we're talking, maybe it's the 1940s when steroids were discovered, and they thought they were a miracle cure. They would give it to people with really bad arthritis and they'd, you know, be kids again. But then their adrenal glands collapsed. The side effects are outrageous for steroids. But I have noticed, I mean, especially actually with the whole COVID thing, everybody's been given steroids. And just as a sidebar there, I do talk about long COVID. And I say, well, we've always had that. And it's chronic fatigue syndrome that happens when people have had a bad flu. But the long COVID is actually aggravated and accentuated by the medications they give people for COVID. The steroids, the high-dose antibiotics, and probably all the other drugs are causing side effects, which we know they are, but you're going to get yeast overgrowth and you're going to get magnesium and mineral deficiencies, which is what the treatment of chronic fatigue is, treating yeast overgrowth and replacing your magnesium. So we got all the corticosteroids. And then, you know, when they didn't work out, they started creating the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the NSAIDs. And then come to find out, you know, years later that they had so many side effects, heart side effects, more people getting heart attacks with NSAIDs. So every once in a while, I'll read an article that says, oh, we're looking for, you know, safer anti-inflammatory, without even the slightest consideration that any medication, you know, non-natural synthetic medication that the body has to detoxify is going to be inflammatory. And that's where they have to look at, you know, the alternative nutrients. And that's what we're going to look at right now, the top six anti-inflammatory nutrients. But, you know, that was a big mouthful. Let me stop and ask Ginny if she has any questions or input about, you know, what is inflammation before we go to the nutrients.
No, I learned something. I thought it was great. I did not understand the role of the oxidation and all the rest of it and all the different aspects of it. So I think it was very comprehensive, and a lot of things that you have talked about are definitely related to nutritional and nutrient deficiencies. So that's amazing.
Yes, yes. 100 diseases, for Pete's sakes.
Wow.
And that's where you'll go to a doctor and maybe you have an infection, a cellulitis, you know, the cells are inflamed and irritated and swollen. And what do? They immediately put you on an antibiotic and maybe a steroid. So inflammation to them is something that they want to suppress instead of figuring out, well, what could be the deficiency that's causing this? So Ginny, as I said, she sent out the blog this morning. You can follow it in your email or at drcarolindeanlive.com. And a lot of what I've said is repeated here, so I'll try to be brief and go through it. In medical school, we learned about inflammation, but not that it's a major cause of chronic disease. So I've gone over that. If you Google my name and inflammation, you'll access a whole screen full of blogs that I've written. And here's some titles: Excess Calcium Fuels Neuroinflammation, and Magnesium, the Safe and Natural Anti-Inflammatory. In my book, The Magnesium Miracle, I mentioned inflammation 93 times. And as I said, drug companies are constantly looking for safe anti-inflammatory, because they struck out with the NSAIDs and cause worse side effects than they're trying to treat. Okay, so then in addition to the essential role of magnesium, consider the role of the omega-3s, vitamin A and E, zinc, and vitamin D. And then consider my recommendations for achieving the RDAs for each of these cofactors through diet and supplementation with my complement formulas. So in the this first section, magnesium, a breakthrough study in 2006 entitled Magnesium and the Inflammatory Response shows that at the cellular level, magnesium reduces inflammation. In the animal model used, magnesium deficiency is created when an inflammatory condition is produced, increasing magnesium. Increasing magnesium decreases the inflammation. Another study, therapeutic levels of magnesium are shown to have a positive anti-inflammatory effect, et cetera, et cetera. So the conclusion of magnesium is, with magnesium being actively required by 1,000 enzyme systems in the body, internal functions that reduce inflammation with the help of magnesium are being newly discovered every year. Magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker, which is crucial because calcium in excess is one of the most pro-inflammatory substances in the body. Zinc, in addition to magnesium, zinc plays a critical role in the inflammatory response. Study Oregon State found that improving zinc status may reduce the risk of inflammatory diseases. We've known that zinc has a significant role in immune function, and zinc deficiency has been linked to increased inflammation in chronic disease and triggering new inflammatory processes. And we did find out with COVID that zinc is very important for as an antiviral if you can get it into the cells. And what our picozinc does very nicely is get into the cells. Omega algae A plus E, so that's got, you know, three different antioxidants. Saturating with the essential fatty acids will lower inflammation. These fatty acid components of cell membranes contribute to the structure, fluidity, flexibility, enzymatic activity, and signaling between cells. Vitamin A is a common vitamin deficiency and has a role as an anti-inflammatory. So I put it in with the omega algae formula because it all the oils and fats are better absorbed together. And the vitamin E that I also added is a potent antioxidant with anti-inflammatory properties. Reducing inflammation, increasing the immune response in macrophages, neutrophils, T cells, etc. Vitamin D3, we just did a webinar on D3 if people want to access that under webinars at drcarolynlive.com. It's pretty outstanding what vitamin D can do. It modulates the immune inflammatory system by regulating production of the cytokines and inhibiting proliferation of pro-inflammatory cells. Is that six of them? 1, 2, 3, 4. I would put picosilver in there too, although they're, you know, we don't have the studies for picosilver that we do for the other formulas, but picosilver is turning out to be incredibly awesome. Actually, the testimonials on inflammation, a lot of people talk about picosilver, so don't forget that. And then Jenny has about lifestyle choices, and as I mentioned about sugar, and exercise is so important just for the whole body. Exercise is an antidepressant, for Pete's sakes. So I kind of rushed over those things. We do have a few questions that may help pull it together. Someone says, my doctor wants to prescribe steroids for me. Do you have an inflammation regime that's natural that can replace the steroids? So we just talked about that. All those nutrients are antioxidants and anti-inflammatories. Lauren says, I have arthritis and inflammation in my right knee. Can you tell me how to balance magnesium and calcium in order to reduce the arthritic pain and inflammation? You know what I do for a single joint inflammation, as well as taking oral nutrients that we talked about? I would get some clay, some cosmetic clay or body clay or a clay that you put in a bathtub. I would get the powder and I would turn it into some thick mud with pico silver. And maybe in this case with the right knee inflammation, Remag liquid. So I would mix up that mud, two formidable anti-inflammatories in clay, which will itself pull out inflammation, and put that on every night, wrap it up well so you don't wreck your bed linens, and just watch the miracle happen there. Someone is saying, Mary is saying, my friend suggested I use RNA reset drops for neuritis. Do you have any thoughts about this? Well, RNA reset drops do amazing things. They are a life force unto themselves. They're probiotic, prebiotic. The radish experiment, if you look up the radish experiment in my, what would that be? It would be my webinar on RNA reset drops. I talk about the radish experiment, I think around minute 17, where we put the barley straw from which we make RNA reset drops. We put that in the ground, grew some radishes, and came up with a tremendous harvest. Because the whatever's in our RNA reset drops is life enhancing. There were no weeds or worms or predators around the radishes we grew with these with the barley straw. Diane says, I have diabetes, have been on medication for years. I have swelling and burning and tingling in my feet. Is this neuropathy? If so, what can I do? Yes, it is. Diabetic neuropathy is very common. And we have people who've lowered their blood sugar with REMAG and our other nutrients they'll all help and work together. But we would take our REMAG lotion and put it on the feet, you know, rub in a good amount, put some cotton socks on and wear that to bed, and just keep doing the formulas to get your blood sugars down and to start the healing. Someone says, Vinny says, I recently did an endoscopy, that's putting the tube down your throat, and there was a lot of inflammation. They suspect H. pylori, so they took tissue for biopsy. In the meantime, what can I do to reduce inflammation in my gut? Well, that would be a anti-yeast protocol, yeast management, the Pico Silver and the Flora Revive. But people with H. pylori, they are given antibiotics. And if you do that route, I mean, that's fine to do it, but just make sure afterward you go on a yeast management protocol to get your gut flora back. And someone asked, do you recommend a particular anti-inflammatory diet? Well, I mean, that's the avoiding sugar, gluten, and dairy, basically. I try not to be stricter than that. And that, along with the Pico Silver and Flora Revive. I mean, she's just asking for an anti-inflammatory diet. But if someone has symptoms, such as we've talked about, all the different conditions, then you might have to do more than just a diet. Because, I mean, unless you go organic, almost unless you grow your own with all the minerals in the soil, putting the minerals back in the soil, et cetera, most of the food is adulterated these days. There's so much GMO food that's just ruined every crop. I mean, you have a GMO field across there, the wind comes up, boom, you've got GMO in an organic farm. So, it's quite messed up. But we're working on that too. I help support a farm here, as some of you know, and that's we're doing great and having great success using our barley straw, which we call Mighty Mash. Ginny, over to you. What's the verdict on today's topic so far?
Very good. Lots of questions, some related and some not. So we'll just get to them and see where we're going. Real quickly, Belinda asked, for the poultice that Dr. Dean just mentioned for sore joints, how much clay to Pico Silver Remix? What are the ratios there?
I never measure. I'm sorry, but you're making mud. So you're making mud. I don't know the size of the joint you're working on. So, you know, you just start small because the clay goes a long way. So, you know, whatever size of whatever amount of mud you think you need for a joint, you put out that half of that in powdered clay, and then you slowly add the liquids, you know, start with half a teaspoon of Pico Silver, then add half a teaspoon of Remag and keep doing that until you get mud that will kind of stick and not just run down your leg. You know, I put a nice clay poultice on and it just sort of sticks there. And then in the morning, you sort of pull it off. It'll have dried up as it pulls out the heat and inflammation. It'll have mostly dried off, but then if some is stuck, then you put it under the shower to get the rest of it off.
Ah, very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, Belinda, that should get you going there. All righty. Now, Debbie says, since you mentioned too much calcium, I have your calcium, but confused how to use it and when. When is it too much or not enough? Appreciate the help.
Sure, Debbie. Yes. I mean, if you call customer service, they would give you this information, which I've written you know, all over the place. I only recommend 600 milligrams of calcium a day in the diet. So you look at your diet, you go online and find some sort of app that allows you to head in your diet and how much calcium you get in your diet, some sort of calcium calculator. And if you're not getting 600, then you take some Recalcia, which is 300 milligrams per teaspoon. But if you're getting enough, you leave it at that. Calcium is very easy to absorb from the diet. I mean, I tell the story all the time of eating too much yogurt in a couple of days, I try to get rid of a quart of yogurt and it seems I need more magnesium. I'll get a little jumpy of my heart, which shows that my magnesium is trying to get rid of the excess calcium or the extra calcium that my body doesn't need. So 600 milligrams, and then make sure you're getting about 600 milligrams of magnesium as well, Remag being 300 milligrams per teaspoon.
Okay, wonderful. Question in relationship to magnesium and positional vertigo caused by an inner ear crystal dislodgement. Is that something that magnesium can help with? And also they have that and burning sensation, I guess, maybe some kind of a neuropathy.
Right. Yeah, positional vertigo, they've managed to treat that with a particular, you know, they reposition you, but it the hair cells in the ear are affected by calcium. There's calcium crystals in those hair cells. And I think it's related to magnesium deficiency, but I've just looked it up. And with this positional vertigo, there's the Epley maneuver. Let me see if I can get the spelling here. When I was in school, they didn't have a treatment for it, but shoot. EP maneuver. Let's see if, yeah, EPLEY maneuver. It's an in-office treatment, successfully and permanently eradicates the symptoms in about 70% of patients. Developed by John Epley in 1979, treats the most common form of positional vertigo. So what you have to do is find out someone who is doing the EPLEY maneuver. This URL that I came across, I'll send to Ginny. She can put it on the chat. And it looks like they have a video that shows you how the Epley works. And as you saw it in 1979 is when they when this doctor discovered it, and that was when I began my practice. So it wasn't even talked about in medical school. Okay, Ginny, go ahead.
Oh, that is so super coolio. Bing, 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 bing. Another thing I learned, I swear, I have never heard of the Epley maneuver in all the years we have been doing this show. I'm telling you guys, Carolyn just whips it out. That cracks me up. I'm looking at the pictures and the diagrams going, oh, wow, this is amazing, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
How fantastic is that?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a horrible thing to have this type of vertigo. And REMAG will help. As for burning symptoms, definitely magnesium is very helpful for treating any neuropathy, because the nerve firing from irritation and inflammation will continue as long as there's too much calcium in and around a cell compared to magnesium. So when you get your magnesium levels up, the calcium goes away and the inflammation goes away.
Wow, that's wonderful, wonderful. Oh gosh, what a fantastic question. So glad you asked that. Now Jackie's on the chat line. Of course, everybody knows Jackie, our most wonderful and excellent national salesperson here at RNA Reset Pro. And what she said is, I had the same result as Carolyn is talking about. I needed to cut back on Recalcia and add more REMAG, and it helped. So that's wonderful. And Maya says the maneuvers helped, but I was just wondering about the cause.
Oh, the cause. Yeah, the hair cells get disrupted or get over calcified. And, you know, without the magnesium to balance it out, I think that's what gets the gets those hair cells out of balance.
Wonderful. Outstanding. Aren't the ears just something, those little precious things on the side of our heads? And those little drums are just so teeny tiny in there. And our most wonderful Lisa Wright, our customer service manager, is struggling with a collapsed eardrum and is going to have surgery. Whoa. And it's quite an ordeal to lose any part of your hearing. And do you just get upset when your head feels like it's lobbing off your shoulders?
Well, I mean, a collapsed eardrum, it's amazing. So, you know, when I started to go deaf, they had to go in and cut through my eardrum and decalcify the stirrup, anvil, stapes, all those little bone, tiny, tiny ear bones. And what they did is they took a piece of skin from the back of my earlobe and made me a new eardrum.
Yes, I think that kind of sounds similar. You and Lisa have a lot in common there. Yes, I think that sounds very similar to what she's describing.
Yeah. So it is amazing what they can do with their little tiny fingers fixing these things.
Yes, yes. And this is where medicine is wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is truly a marvel and a wondrous thing. And there are amazing gifted people who are doing these kinds of things. You know, our Dr. Matthews here in Charlotte is one of the most amazing cranial and cleft palate surgeons. I mean, it's fantastic. And so that's the proper use of medicine, really, and something we should all applaud and celebrate. Mm-hmm. And then there's just the wonky side.
the dark side.
That's right, the dark side. But there is a very light, wonderful side that's fantastic, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and we certainly do celebrate that because it is incredible, right?
Right.
I mean, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, look, was it Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine? Now, just think if we'd done that, if we kept our food supply healthy, let food be your medicine. And then when you have anatomical things, you have a good surgeon. So we went crazy with letting drugs be our medicine instead of food. And we all are suffering the incredible results because the people who are getting sick now, it's very obvious, getting sick on all levels are the people who already are sick. What have I always said? The way to stay healthy is to be healthy and stay out of a hospital. And I know that comes across as a bit much for people who have, you know, maybe genetic diseases and inherited or born with certain diseases. But, you know, we can help all those people. But for the 90% of the population that's just overeating, you know, under-exercising, getting all these inflammatory diseases because they don't have the proper nutrients, they're the ones that have been set up for getting more and more ill and taking more and more drugs. And that behavior is actually applauded by medicine and by the drug companies because it gives them business.
Yes, I agree. Yep, absolutely. It does give them business. It's unfortunate. And to your point, if we were all nutritionally savvy and encouraged that way and stayed on that path, the other thing is that it puts an incredible amount of stress on doctors to have to perform procedures on people who are not inclined to heal well. Mm-hmm. Because they also hold the doctor responsible for their failings. So it's like, mm-hmm. I am this, and this, or I live on this kind of a diet, or, you know, yeah, doc, I know you told me I shouldn't smoke for 2 weeks before the surgery, but blah, or, you know, I'm eating ding-dongs and drinking Coca-Cola, and then your body doesn't recover, and then they get upset with the doctor when the doctor's done as much as he can do within his own skill set, but you still have to have that cooperative physiological part of the being. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like it could have just been, you know, this pandemic could have been so great. We could have just said, hey, let's everybody get healthy. 1, 2, 3, all together, you know, mm-hmm. and instead it just didn't go down that way.
Nope. And it, as we said last week, I don't know who was here last week, but because the vaccinated are now very unhealthy. Their immune system is very much weakened by the shot and the extra spike proteins they're building. They are getting infected more than the unvaccinated. So they are putting the unvaccinated at risk. So you, as we said last week, you have to double everything up and get the flora refreshed and make a bubble around yourself to protect yourself. And it's not a scary situation the way the variants are lining up right now. They're all quite weakened. So if you're in relatively good health, you should be fine. But we continue to be at risk for a lot of misinformation about what's going on, basically.
Yes, because we've got all kinds of stuff. Not to mention not good information. That's exactly right. But that's not our problem here tonight, for which I'm very, very grateful. I do want to say something, Carolyn. We just have a few minutes to the top of the hour. And Cheryl's asking, does inflammation cause ringing ears? That's a good question.
Well, it's hard to say. I think it's calcification because of my autosclerosis ear and hearing condition. I've had constant ringing in the ears since I was a kid. I just think of them as dolphins chirping. Some people, it drives them crazy, but I think it's also a calcification, tinnitus. And I mean, some, you can drop some Remag in the ear to see if that helps, but just do that a couple times a week so it doesn't cause irritation itself. I don't have a lot more to say about it. I think we've had people tell us, Ginny, haven't we, that their tinnitus, ringing in the ears, is diminished when they get saturated with Remag. I know mine is improved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Very common.
They have. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Very common. Very common.
And now,
and you know, Carolyn, I did not know. Did you know your ear makes melatonin? So one thing, it turns out that melatonin may have something to do with tinnitus too. I don't know if the proper dosing of melatonin or anything, we don't make it or sell it, and you very rarely talk about it, but your ears make melatonin. Isn't that funny?
That's very cute. That's very cute. Now, weren't we going to announce something this week? Good grief. Remember we were talking earlier today and said we'd have to bring that up on the show?
Yes, we want to talk to men about the men's health book and ask them for their contributions. And I also just want to sing the praises of our customer service team, because our responses on our customer service are just so amazing. And somebody wrote to Lisa today and said, your customer service peoples are like angels of our heavenly God, which I thought was so sweet. I mean, you can't get more effusively complimentary than that. So
right.
I just want to give a quick love shout out to our customer service team. They're so great and they do an amazing job, and they handle so many things, and there is so much confusion right now. And misinformation, but they are Johnny on the spot, always, always in a great attitude all the time, and very devoted to Dr. Dean and to our customers. So thank you, customer service, very, very much.
So yes, we meaning me, I'm writing a men's health book. Ginny's been after me to do this. I didn't know how to write a men's health book because I'm not a man. But then she suggested we get stories from some of our customers and testimonials from our male customers about their experience with our products, or just their experience in general with reaching their health goals. So if you want to send some of those in, we'll include them in the book. So that'd be
wonderful. Right. Very good. Excellent. All right. And we'll take a quick break. Everybody grab a little bit of water, hydrate, wet your whistle, and we'll be right back with hour two. And it's going to be a doozy.
Hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.